Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. It is so awesome to be back. It's a new week as of the day of this recording, a brand new week. So what are we talking about this week? We're talking about convictions. Convictions. Are you convicted? Could you be convicted? Hey, quick reminder, if you haven't left a rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes, would you do that? Here's why. The more ratings, it helps other people just like you, people that need to hear the Everyday Saturday podcast, it helps them find the show better, faster, easier. You know, iTunes gives us a little love. So if you could, you get a minute, rate the show. All right, rate the show. I appreciate that. I want to dive into today's message. One thing that I've noticed, and I've studied a lot, I haven't studied a lot in college, but I've studied a lot of successful entrepreneurs. And you know what? The heck with just the word entrepreneur. I mean people, just people. Content people, people who have a purpose. We talk about that word a lot on this show. Man, if you are lucky enough to have a purpose-driven business, lifestyle, you're lucky. I mean, you don't even know how lucky you are. Well, I think you do know how lucky you are, or else you wouldn't have gone after that purpose-driven lifestyle. It's a lifestyle where you wake up, your feet hit the ground, and you know why. Like, you know why you're getting up. You know what you're going to do. You know your life has a purpose, which everybody's life has a purpose, but it's got that meaning, that significance behind it. It's like this podcast. I know exactly why I record it. I record it for the doer, the dreamer, the entrepreneur, the person who's just like me 15, 20 years ago, kind of, you know, a bubble on a skillet, bouncing around all over the place, not really knowing where they want to go, where they want to focus in on, and boom, here I am, speaker, podcaster. But it ain't about me, it's about you. It's about you. But you're not going to realize success, fulfillment. Remember, success without fulfillment is failure. Unless you have convictions about certain topics, you know? And it's something where, what are you convicted? Are you convicted that you can be an online entrepreneur? Are you convicted in your product, in your service that you deliver? You know, a lot of people listen to the show, and I get a lot of love from the listeners say, Sam, I really respect the fact that you're convicted in your faith, in Christ, in Jesus, you know, in God, in the Holy Trinity. I'm like, well, why wouldn't I be? This is just a podcast. I mean, there's eternity to worry about. I mean, nobody's ever going to knock me off of my faith. It's just, to even think about that is ridiculous. There's no amount of money that could buy me to not talk about the impact God has had on my life. I'm convicted about that. And you know what? People appreciate that. I don't host this podcast to bring people over to Christianity. Would love to talk to you about God if you want sometime, but that's not the purpose of the show. The purpose of the show is to help people go through massive transition. Say that as an ex-stutterer fast. To go through the tough times, man, to go through the valley and understand that you're just passing through. I'm not saying it's not a big deal because maybe you've been given a bad health scare. Maybe you've been given a bad financial scare. Maybe you've been given a bad relationship scare, you know, all of those things. That's serious stuff, man. That's life. I want to motivate you and inspire you to get up and get after it tomorrow. You know, take a little bit of time for yourself. Say, oh, you know, woe is me. This kind of sucks. Ain't working out that good. But then hit the ground tomorrow. Figure out, okay, how do I get back up to the mountaintop? How do I pass through the valley? And I believe my conviction, all good things come from above. All good things. This, my ability to speak comes from God. My ability to make money comes from God. It's His money. It's not even mine. That's why I don't walk around with a bunch of anxiety every day. Like, oh, I got to get a blog up. I got to run some Facebook ads. I got to get traffic. I got to get money in my account. Look, I'm not saying I don't have worries like you have worries. Once you start having kids, you got worries. You know, they're out after dark, and now I got a daughter at college. You worry, man. But you also put that stuff in God's hands. And you go and focus on this purpose and this passion that you've been given. You've been given a unique gift. I don't know what that is unless I know you or you're a client of mine or we've talked. I don't know specifically what that gift is, but you do. You know who else knows what your gift is? Your friends, acquaintances, people who spend time around you. When's the last time somebody said, hey, you know what you're really good at? Fill in the blank. What are you really good at? You know, what are you really good at? Gardening, cooking, inspiration, speaking, health stuff, legal stuff, financial stuff. You're good at something because people edify you, all right? And don't tell me they don't. Well, nobody thinks I'm really, that's not true at all. You've been given, now whether you wanted to accept that compliment, some people aren't really good at accepting compliments, you know? If somebody says you're good at something, say thank you. That's it, just say thank you. Funny, you know how I mentioned when you study successful people, you notice that they're convicted in their beliefs, you know, those success beliefs they have. You know, when you find people that are struggling, not only do they lack conviction, they can't accept the compliment. Hey, nice dress. Oh, I just got off the racket calls. No big deal. Hey, you look pretty today. Oh, I just kind of ran out the door and did my hair. So, oh, you know, why don't you just say thank you? Thank you. People want to bless you. People want to give you a compliment. They want to sow a seed of greatness. Why would you rob them of that blessing? It makes them feel good. That's why they're saying it. They mean it. So what if people said that you're good at, that you have a knack for, that, man, if you ever thought of doing, and you know what that is, fill in the blank. You know what that is, but you got to be convicted in the fact that you can deliver that value, because once you get that conviction, that belief, that, man, I know I can do this, then you become dangerous. You become dangerous to who? You become dangerous to the enemy, the voice in your head, the negative thoughts that say, who do you think you are? Are you sure you can do this? Oh, come on. Just go back to what you were doing. You're not that. You become dangerous to the enemy, and the enemy doesn't have a voice. Remember, we talk about all the time, faith and fear, they're in your head. Only one wins. It's a tug of war every single day. There's only room for one, either faith or fear. What would be so bad if you walked by faith? Not knowing what's ahead. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I have enough money next month to. Well, why don't you just go do what it is that you want to do? Forget about money. Suspend that for just a minute. I'm not saying be irresponsible. Don't pay your bills. I'm just saying a lot of people that listen to this podcast want to start some kind of movement. A lot of times it revolves around their message. But they automatically go to, well, I don't know if I can make money with that. Forget the money. You'll make money. We just heard Roadhouse on the podcast Friday, a few days ago. He was talking about flipping cars, flipping bicycles on Craigslist. I mean, you can manufacture money anywhere. Uber, DoorDash, you could make easy. And I'm not even saying, you know, I'm not the blow the smoke up your skirt kind of guy, right? Easy. And I'm without even trying, you could make an extra $4,000 to $5,000 a month doing those types of things. Flipping bicycles, flipping cars, going and driving for Uber, driving for DoorDash. Heck, you could flip appliances. Remember the guy I had on the show many years ago making $6,000 a month, worked his night job, and then I got off at 7 in the morning, worked the graveyard shift, 11 to 7, went on Craigslist, bought appliances for $50, sold them the next day for $300. All right, 600% profit. And then from there, so he's making $5,000 to $6,000 a month. Then from there, he was buying condos with that money, cash, foreclosed condos. And he's kind of a handy guy. Got his buddies and helped him out. He gutted the condos out. He would flip them. So he started out flipping stuff on Craigslist for $5,000 to $6,000. Then he buys foreclosed condos for $20,000 that are worth $80,000, puts about $10,000 in them. Now he's making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, all out of nowhere. Just out of nothing. He had nothing to start with. But you know what he had? He had conviction that he didn't want to stay where he was. And look, that's a big thing too. You got to want to move. You cannot be afraid of what's ahead, because what's behind you should scare the hell out of you a lot more. You know, the fear of failure shouldn't scare you. The fear of staying where you are should scare you way more than that. Don't be afraid about what's out there. Are you going to be more in more pain 10 years from now staying where you are right now or moving forward? Remember, that pain's temporary moving forward. The other pain, staying where you are, that's misery, man. That's what the definition of misery is. It's being average, following the herd, staying and doing and talking like everybody else. So you want to have some success? Get convicted. Get convicted. Get excited. Don't let anybody tell you that it can't be done. Just don't allow that. That's not even an option. No more than when you hear me talk about my Christian faith. Nobody is ever, ever going to talk me off that. Ever in a million years. I'd rather lose everything than lose my relationship with God. That's conviction. What is it that you're convicted? Maybe you're convicted in the same things I am. In which case, that's awesome. That's great. But find out something that you can say, I stand for this. I stand for this. And I know that if I move forward with this, I'm going to create momentum. And I know when I create momentum, I'm going to have success. Millionaire success? Eventually. Maybe. But does it always have to come down to being a millionaire? How about come down changing lives all around the world? This internet thing, I'm talking into a 7-inch screen right now on a cell phone with a Shure MV88 microphone hooked up to my phone. That's it. That's all I'm doing to blast this out to 150 countries. That's it. That's all. You don't need. Why does it always got to be about, are you going to be a millionaire? You're going to be a millionaire? Hey, you can't tie a U-Haul to your hearse, baby. How about doing this? Make a decision, because everything starts with a decision. Get convicted. Create momentum. Don't worry about everything else. I'm telling you, it takes care of itself. As sure as I'm yelling into your earbuds right now, it will take care of itself. It will happen. It will be positive. It's going to be the greatest thing you ever got involved. Sometimes it's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. But listen to me. Listen to me. I'm sowing seeds of greatness into you right now. Go do it. Stop thinking about it. Go do it. All right. And get convicted. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.